Another one example which could help us, inshallah, if a train is at a railway station, Johannesburg station, it's going to Cape Town. And the train is stationed, it's going to leave at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever the time might be. And the train has come on the platform by 1 o'clock, passengers are getting on. Under the train, right in front by the engine, a dog is sleeping, fast asleep. The dog or the train also is dead still, not moving at all. The time for the train to move now, the dog wakes up. And it starts walking a bit groggy, just got up from its sleep. And the whole big train also starts moving slowly at the beginning. The dog thinks, while I was sleeping, the whole train also was standing still. When I started moving, the train started moving. So I've got the power to make the train move. Now the train, the dog, after a little while, he was groggy and I became fresh. He starts running. The train also picks up speed. Now the dog is completely convinced that I'm making this whole train with so many passengers, so much goods, how many bogies on the coaches of the train, I'm making this whole train move. But how long is the dog going to run? Hardly half a kilometer, less than that. It will start panting, its tongue will come out. It will sleep on one side or even get killed by the train. And the train will go and do its 1500 kilometers to Cape Town. So just like that, we think we are the doers of things. That I open the shop, I'm feeding my family. I'm working, I'm earning. Hey, when we die, and then what, doesn't the shop carry on? Allah chooses somebody else. Doesn't the family live after that? Do they die or the family dead? No. They carry on. They take 50 years ago, there are people who are living of that age here. Yeah, around, there was no elder rain 50 years ago. Hey, there was nothing, all these roads that we have now. There was nothing, there were corrugated roads at that time. You go to Cape Town, how were the roads? You went to Durban, what were the roads like? And those people who were working on the roads department of that time, they also thought if we don't go and fix up the roads and we don't see it, the corrugated roads also they had to fix up. If we don't see it, how will the people travel? All those people are dead in their graves and today there are highways and super highways. And our forefathers, at the most the grandfathers, they were running a little shop and the house at the back. And the kitchen dresser was a blue bar soap box. That was the kitchen dresser. Their bed was some soap boxes they put and they slept on that. And they also thought if we don't earn, we don't open the shop, what will happen? They are gone to their qabr and their children are doing multi-million rand businesses. Import, export, trade. What houses they have built. So don't think that we are the doers of things. We are nothing. We are not even pawns on the show. We are absolutely nothing. The doer is only Allah. And dunya is carrying on all the time. We will die, we will go in our qabr. So don't let us have dog brains like that little dog and think we are doing everything. We will get finished. Don't think now the wife is going to die, I'm not earning for her. My small children, how many times it happens, husband and wife together die, and the mother died in childbirth. Hey, at that time the child that was born, and we think now what will happen? Who will look after this child? And look at Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Before he was born, his father had passed away. He was around about 6, his mother passed away. He was 8, his grandfather passed away. Another few years, his uncle passed away. But Allah made him. Not he wasn't an orphan, he was durr-e-yateem. He was a pearl and diamond of the orphans. And where Allah made him shine and his ummah till today. Eh? He didn't have any male issue that lived afterwards. They all passed away small, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's male children. But his ummah, Allah made it in the whole world. And this is causing headaches to the poor enemies. They just can't understand how this Islam is spreading. Right in our backyard it's spreading. In their people, and Muslims are becoming strong. And Islam is spreading in the world. What was this? This is all the qudrat of Allah. It's not me. It's not me that I'm running my Darul Uloom or I'm running Tabligh Jamaat. If I'm not there, what will happen to the Jamaat? What will happen to the Darul Uloom? Allah is the one who does everything. So this Iman, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. This Iman is absolutely essential. And for that, it's not a matter of 1 hour's talk. We have to apply ourselves thoroughly. And the first thing, this will be asked in the qabr, Mar Rabbuka. Teach you, Allah send you in this world. Before we came, Allah said, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? And when we will go in the qabr, the first question, Mar Rabbuka, did you learn your lesson? Allah send us in this world not to build big mansions, not to have big motor cars. Allah didn't send us for that. He sent us here to learn who our Rabb is. And if we didn't learn this lesson in the qabr, it will be a very, very sad case. Just to say La ilaha illallah is not enough. Many of us, well, I read the kalima, mashallah, that's very good, no doubt. But we have to bring the reality of iman. Just the words, for example, you say atom bomb. Just the word atom bomb, and you read in, you Google, atom bomb can kill 5 million people. Atom bomb can do this, a nitrogen bomb can do this. The word can't do anything. The reality of atom bomb. If you think that atom bomb, like many people, they read a lot of wazifas. And you read 500 times atom bomb, atom bomb, atom bomb. Not even a fly will die. And you got a problem with your ants troubling you, not one ant will die also. And just by the words, nothing is going to happen. Even the words are valuable. But the reality will come with the reality. Have the reality of La ilaha illallah. Not just the words of it. So in dunya, the words have got no value. Just atom bomb is not going to. How many of our houses, we go in the little children's rooms, big Ferrari is on the wall. That picture of a Ferrari is nothing. Or big BMW is there. That picture is nothing. The reality is something else. But very sadly, I'll just digress a little bit. We are so fooled. Though we think ourselves very educated and learned. One of the reasons why photography is haram, that today it has been scientifically proven. Many people, married people, got their wives, but they satisfy themselves with porn, with just a picture. It's just a picture, it's nothing, it's no reality. But what enjoyment they take from there. Like that, the photos of buzurgs will lead you to idol worship. You will make them gods. Therefore, in Islam, from the very root, all these things are cut out. So photography of animate objects has been made totally haram. Yes, if you have to take for passport and that, it's not jais also, but Allah will forgive you. You are helpless, you couldn't help it. But photography is totally haram. So like from porn today, people satisfy themselves. Completely they satisfy themselves. And they take so much release and enjoyment in porn. And many of us perhaps will be surprised. Good people are involved and addicted to it. They just can't, they are running up their bills, their credit cards, they can't manage to pay their accounts also. All because they are downloading this filth and dirt on the internet. So these are things that a person, the reality has to come. So this porn, which is just how many people watching films? And everyone know a film is just a lie, a big whole big lie. But they take so much of effect from that film, that this person should have done like this, and he should have done like this, and it's a big lie. They're just entertaining you, but we're getting amused with the lie. We are taking one film, you finish at night, 12 o'clock, another film, 2 o'clock, you can't get up for Fajr also. Porn you are watching all the time, all this filth and dirt, and today this has become so common, so sadly, and these are all the forerunners of Dajjal. When Dajjal will come, what will happen? If we can't save ourselves from the sports now, we can't save ourselves from porn now, we can't save ourselves from these filthy, dirty, lie films, then what will happen when actually Dajjal will come? So it's very, very necessary. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, we make our iman. وَإِلَّا آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And how much of iman is inside, the effect of it will be on our a'mal. That we will be regular with our namazes, and our namazes will have life in them. Not that we are making namaz and we taking account of our shops in our namaz. Not that we are making namaz and 1 minute we in this part of the world, next minute, but that we must be connected with Allah. One of the words from which salat, the Arabic word salah, comes is sila. And sila is a conjunction, joining word. So namaz is that we must join with Allah Ta'ala. How many of us join with Allah Ta'ala? Not in sajda we join with Allah. Not in the beautiful qiraat of the imams we join with Allah Ta'ala. What kind? So in namaz or amal is saliha. And in order to get that, with tawasaw bil haq. Tawasi, tawasaw. He is from both sides, that we all the time advise one another with good. Today when we meet, We will commonly ask, how are you? How's the family? How's the weather? The weather is the same for everyone. But yet we have to ask, how's the weather? Hey, we go to the Qabristan. Somebody has passed away, a dear person. And there are also sports we are discussing. Politics we are discussing. We're not taking lesson of the person who has passed away while we are in the Qabristan also. So the way of the Sahaba, when they used to ask, كيف حالكم, they should mean, how is your religious life? Are your namazas in order? Is your tilawat in order? So we should ask one another that. Are you, ask him, how are you keeping well, mashallah, everything all right? Your deen, your namazas, you performing them, your tilawat, you making it. If we do this, then deen will come alive. And don't take offense, ask one another. These are the things to be asked and encouraged of one another. That how is it? How's your deen? In your house, is namaz carrying on in your house? Is deen alive in you? Is deen alive in your house? And for that, when you want to do it, if you go and ask your wife today, she will wonder from where you came, from which asman you fell down. He's asking me whether I made to namaz today. She'll ask, did you make namaz? From where are you coming? You came from the masjid or you coming from somewhere else? So for that, watawasaw bis-sabr, we will have to make sabr also. And lot of we will have to tolerate. Then only if you learn to make the sabr, and all this to make sabr, today we can't. Argument with the wife, argument with the children, argument with friends at work, neighbors, anyone. I must have the last word. Somehow or the other, I must say the last word. Nobody must overpower me. I must have the last word. Even at night, husband and wife arguing, they're falling asleep. But you half asleep, but you have to tell her something. So that you had the last word. And she also can't keep quiet. She also has to have the last word. We can't make sabr on these small things. We have to learn to make sabr. And sabr also, all the matters of deen, we cannot learn it by ourselves. We can't Google it. We can't learn it on the internet. We will have to go by somebody who has got sabr. Stay with that person, it will come into us. When we'll do that, then the next step, that we encourage one another to do right. Then our iman will be made. Our deen will be made. Then we will appreciate time. And then the qasam which Allah takes, well, asr, Allah takes a qasam of time. Imagine how Allah is so great. But to convince us, Allah is taking a qasam of time. Then we will appreciate time. And a person who gets 2 minutes in this world and used it correctly. For example, a person only got time for 2 hours in Medina Sharif. But he used it correctly. He's successful. And a person got 20 days in Medina Sharif. But he didn't make one namaz with Jamaat. He didn't go in front of Rauza-e Mubarak to read Salatu Salam. What is the 20 days? So to appreciate time, whatever time, for that this procedure is necessary.